T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How's this look?
Not as cool as you think.
Really? I feel like it looks super cool. It's cool and it's coquettish at the same time. Look again. You probably didn't understand.
You look like one of the little Peanuts gang dancing.
Nice.
Whenever Schroeder plays a piano and they're all like,
I'm familiar. There's this one.
And then the twins are like,
I love the twins. They're my fave.
That was remarkably accurate.
Yeah, I love that. There's no happier song than I mean,
it's like, oh, hell yeah.
The Peanuts guy was like a depressed, weird dude, and the Peanuts shows are weird, but that song, it just makes it all better. You play that song during anything. They should play that during every funeral. No matter how sad it is. But it's okay that Dad's dead. But
as the pallbearers are walking with the casket.
They're doing this.
It was the neck was stuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Arms there way back.
Now, see, that'd be fun. I used to dance when I had to in my 20s, but I feel stupid because it's kind of a dumb thing to do. But if it were that kind of thing.
Can you give me an example of when you were forced to dance?
Yes, I would love to hear that.
Like when I used to go out with my friends looking for girls at a dance place.
You didn't have to.
No, no, no. No one put a gun to my head.
Gotcha.
But no, I'm just saying like I used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the best era, the very first time I danced was at the 9th grade graduation dance, which would have been 1980, when the police came out, because you could just do this. You could just do the sting. And everyone's like, ooh, look at that guy. And you can do it all night. And everyone's just like, he's got his thing, man. If I went to a dance party that was only Peanuts dancing, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't want to do this, but like ballroom, like where there are rules. Like ballroom dancing. Okay. You can learn that. It's the freestyle thing that intimidates me, where you're like, oh, that's what you're choosing to do? Man. Except for this. I think I could do that as well.
I'm not sure that's a dance. I'm just, even the twins had more of a dance than that.
Oh, the twins were the bomb. Speaking of cartoons, I've told the story before how I know that my first memory is when I was 3 because I had a nightmare. And I know I remember the nightmare perfectly. And a lot of people from my family remember it. And I found the bizarre 1936 cartoon it's based on.
Wow.
Can we post videos, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, send it to me.
Hey, Taliban, if you're listening to the show, it's called...
Taliban, if you're out there.
It's called 2TO Spring. It's from 1936, and it's straight from the bowels of hell. It's like these little dwarf elves that live in the middle of the earth, and they, like, make everything happen. I almost had a panic attack last night. So do you know my story? I'll tell it briefly. Okay, so I was 3 years old, and in my dream, it was my mom and I. She was like in a nightgown. Wow, this is for therapy. And we were running through this white palace, and she was going up these stairs to this like throne area, and I couldn't make it up the stairs. And she was like, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then this guy grabbed me and led me to this side door in the palace, this white, huge room, and walked in, and there are these people, like, it's like a coal mine, but it was like hell, and there are flames, and they're pushing, like, carts of coal.
Hold on, you're 3?
Yeah, and one guy, they all looked sort of like Neanderthal cavemen, and then a flame hit my face, and I woke up. And in this bizarre, hateful cartoon from 1936. It's like I just remember seeing it at 3 years old because it's a bunch of guys that look like cavemen pushing carts of coal in the middle of the earth.
Are you saying, wait, so are you saying you saw this cartoon before you had the dream?
Yes.
Oh,
it's why I had the dream.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. All right, I'm looking it up. Spring to Happy Harmonies, 1936. Ew.
Right. Also, Tone, I went from there to guess where? 1939, Jeepers Creepers, the ghost dunking his smoke rings in the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Porky Pig. That one terrified me.
Yep.
Come on.
So this...
I hate it.
Troll
this is
awoken by...
Repost it.
It takes a second.
Is awoken by the...
Is it posted yet?
Tide changing.
Does this help?
Season changing, and he sends all the other trolls.
Delete the blog if you don't quit it.
I'm gonna cancel the show.
I see bluebirds. Okay,
yeah, this is not.
It's not right.
So far, I'm thinking, oh,
I hate him.
What is this? What are they doing here?
Who drew? Who conceived this idea and was like, you know what? I'm gonna spend.
Know who'll love this?
Thousands of hours animating this.
Yeah,
kids will love this. 1936.
How come they're all just wearing underwear? Why aren't they wearing clothes?
One guy can't even get his pants on, no matter how hard he tries.
What a sh-
Why are their ears the same size as their feet?
Thank you.
Although I must say the chasing of your mother in the nightgown must have been your own addition.
I feel judged.
Oh, there he is trying to get on his pants.
You've met my mom.
It.
He's trying through the whole thing.
Wow, this is...
Guy just can't get his pants on.
People,
man, Fantasia really messed me up as a kid.
Oh yeah.
What was the point of that? Let's make Mickey Mouse scary.
I mean, come on. What
Let's
was,
make you hate the mouse.
What was that?
I don't know.
I've never seen it. Is it creepy? I truly haven't.
It's like a bad acid trip.
And then Dumbo. Yeah. Remember that one when they get drunk?
Yeah, that's pretty terrible.
No,
too.
That's Pinocchio.
No.
Oh, they get drunk in both. They get drunk in Dumbo and Pinocchio.
In Dumbo, like a mouse gets drunk.
Oh.
They're blowing
bubbles.
The kids
get drunk in Pinocchio.
Why is everybody getting drunk? That is bizarre.
They get drunk and transform into goats?
Yeah.
Well, that seems great.
Yeah. It is horrifying.
Yeah. The goats are donkeys.
Donkeys.
Donkeys, yeah.
The little bad boys. Yeah.
So are these little...
They dance like...
Are they changing the seasons? Is that what's happening down here? Okay.
And terrifying a 1967 3-year-old Dave.
Some of them appear to be in diapers. Others have belts.
One guy can't get his pants on.
Are any of them chasing their mother in a nightgown?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm waiting for that.
I guess I added that. Let's make this weirdly sexual. You're three. Grow up.
Oh, dear.
Let's take it all the way up to now. Last night, I had a dream right before I woke up this morning that I was Conan O'Brien. I was the vice president. The president died. It wasn't Trump. And there was pressure on me to let someone else be president because no one's going to take me seriously. And it was stressful.
Mm. Stressful.
And I let him, and then I regretted it because they just ignored me. Mm. You're like, whatever. We don't need you anymore. And I had a Winnebago I drove around in. My mom wearing a nightgown.
Well, at least it wasn't all bad.
Skating outfit.
Yeah. She was driving the big rig. Wearing a negligee.
I can see her reaching the pedals easily.
Hey, what's that mean? She's small. You smallest?
Small shaming.
No kidding.
No, it's 92. Just those Winnebagos seem so enormous and she's so tiny.
She's got the widowest nightgown on. All right, let's talk about anything else.
No kidding.
Oh.
Excuse me, I found a nightgown for a baby. Oh, this is Glover, I'm sorry.
That's my mother's.
Please put it on.
I need to chase her in that.
I'm going to count to 10, Mom. Don't let me get you. I'm going to chase her like this.
And the twins be like.
Okay, weirdest opening to the show of all time. Woo!
All right, well.
I have a new weird thing I'm doing, and I love it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have, like, double glass coffee mugs, and my new favorite thing is to fill them with ice and soda. and put them in the fridge overnight. And then when I go to get it, the whole drink is just ice cold and the mug's cold and it doesn't get watered down. Mm.
But the soda would be flat, right?
It somehow isn't. It's a miracle.
What? And you keep it in the fridge all night?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Great way to start my morning.
I don't understand how that doesn't go flat.
I prefer my soda room temperature.
Do you really?
Oh, that's bizarre.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're a monster.
Mm. And flat.
What?
Especially things
well, that's
like
pretty
beer.
Easy.
Especially things like root beer.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So you like Fitz's. I always think Fitz's doesn't have as much, you know, fizz going on. Have you had a straight fit? I bet you could handle that.
If I...
Can you handle
I'm just going to let you keep talking.
I was waiting to see where that one went.
I just say Fitz's root beer is
it's
less
good.
Fizzy.
Oh.
And that would be something
like
that
if
you
we
would
could
like.
Have stopped the show 3 minutes ago, just like frozen it. And said, okay, it's been pretty weird. How could we make it worse? And we took ideas, and someone raised their hand and said, what if Sue Thomas talks about Fitz's and how it's a little on the flat side? You're like, come on, dude, that would never happen.
Oh, but it will.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
I bought some Frosties. Is it Frosties or Frosty? Old-fashioned root beer in a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Diet Frosty.
Yeah.
Because I'm a girl. Wow. That's rocking.
How
all
is
over
Frosty?
Fitz's. What's that?
Just Frosty.
Just Frosty?
Yeah.
No S.
I'm not much of a root beer person.
Man, I love it.
I can do
too.
Like a Barks. Is it Barks or
yeah.
Barks?
Barks? Barks good.
They
so
sold
good.
That at the soda machine in Grafton City Hall, so I could get down with that. But like, not a big A&W person, not a big Fitz's person.
Hmm. You're way too young to remember this, although Grafton, you may have had it. Did you ever have a soda machine with bottles?
No.
Was the best.
Ka-chunk.
Mm-hmm.
That was just so satisfying.
You know what I miss is a Vess soda machine.
Yeah,
We
Vess
had
rocks.
Several of them in Grafton. I have not seen one in years and years. Do they not have Vess machines anymore? Wow.
I don't know that they have machines. They still have Vess, right?
Yeah.
Is Vess different than Whistle?
Those I think same... Whistle is a Vess product.
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think Whistle is the Vess orange. Well, maybe not, actually. Because now I think that Vess has its own orange.
Are you Yoo-hoo people?
Soda.
Yoo-hoo?
I've never had one.
No, thank you.
Nope. Whistle is Vess.
I was going to say, I always assumed Vess was Whistle, but then I feel like I've seen Vess orange also.
Hmm. You probably hate Yoo-hoo, Sue, because it's like fake chocolate.
Is it just chocolate milk? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
It's like a malty milk.
Is
almost.
It carbonated?
It's not carbonated. It's just like a real thick, powdery chocolate milk.
I remember begging for it at Charlie's Market when I was a kid. Finally, them giving in, and it was just like, okay. Charlie's Market, where I got lost in a three-aisle store.
Oh, my.
In the detergent section.
Three-aisle store.
I just hunkered down. That's where I was going to live. I made a little nest next to the Ajax, and I'm like, okay. Maybe they'll come back someday.
Poison, that's where I'm going to hide.
Remember Mr. Yuck?
Yes! Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That worked.
That green sticker, yes.
As a kid, that was...
Heck yeah.
That was some marketing right there. Hey kids, want to die foaming at the mouth? Drink some with Mr. Yuck on it.
Wow, I do remember that.
Oh, so it was like a poison warning?
He was like, yeah.
I thought it was a food product, and I'm like, who would want to eat
right.
Mr. Yuck?
Now, someone Google it. It was just like a emoji, like the original emoji, my memory, and he just looked like he was going to die.
Yeah, it was just a circle sticker with a, like a mean
and did you looking... did you buy the stickers? And
I think it was
put them on what you wanted?
They were just passed out at school for us.
Really?
And yeah, then, like we'd learn about things that you're not supposed to eat, and you'd get a little Mr. Yuck sticker.
And then eventually they had the 800 number on it that you would call if somebody did happen to ingest it.
I remember that.
I feel like sometimes they were glow in the dark stuff.
Yes, yes, Tony, yeah.
I'm sure I never put one on something appropriate. That would have been too easy.
Must be trademarked because there's never been a band called Mr. Yuck, has there? And there should be.
There should be. Yeah.
It's a perfect band name.
That's going to be me and Convy's band name.
There you go.
Yeah. Mr. Yuck.
I don't think they do that anymore, so you could probably get that trademark pretty easy, and everybody would, it would be instantly recognizable.
We've lived a lifetime since three.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 97.1 FM Talk, just about 3:30. So last night, I am sitting there on the couch enjoying my soda that had been in the cup with ice in the fridge all day, watching Geniuses of the Ancient World, which I'm guessing you guys were watching. And it was the one about Buddha. So they were in India, modern day India. Mm-hmm. And
as opposed to ancient day India?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we've lost most of that footage. So they were in modern day India. And I'm telling you this, at least in the cities, you can't tell what color a bus or a train or a car or a motorcycle is because it's covered with people. Like,
yeah,
every bus, I'm literally
sitting on top, sitting on the hood,
hanging
on the
side. And it just makes me laugh because
the trains are like that.
Yeah. Like, I don't
and
want.
Sometimes people touch the wrong wire and get blown up.
I don't want that for me. But I also don't. I would like to be able to take your kids in the back of a truck a half mile to the park, yeah, and not have people call DFS on you.
Right. Yeah.
Like, over there, whole families are riding on scooters. And I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah,
mom and dad and two babies are on one, like, 50cc scooter flying through traffic. And over here, it's like,
yeah,
where's the helmet? Your kid, you know, it's like, right, what?
Right. Right. You're a monster if you put a
To live in New Delhi.
Tricycle without elbow pads, knee pads, and
here's another
mask
thing we're doing. A few years back, I did a story like this with Timmy Zell when I was doing the Fox News morning stuff, morning show stuff. And now it's become a movement. You ready for this? There are enough men who live their lives as babies that it's a movement now. And several have been put on disability, and they're trying to get it so that it's like an automatic. It's just one of the things. Like, I got my legs cut off. Okay, that's full disability. I poop in a diaper. Fine. Full disability for you, too. So in India, you've got 1,000 people hanging off the side of a train.
Yeah.
And just, like, people are blowing off of it every, you know, few miles, mm-hmm, and no one cares. And over here, we're on disability because we decide to live like a baby.
I don't even know what that means.
Why wouldn't you, if you are, if something goes wrong in your life and your company gets sold, or, you know, something happens and you suddenly find yourself without a job through no real fault of your own, instead of losing your house, why wouldn't you just go, you know what?
Put on a diaper?
Yeah. I'm gonna live as a baby, and you can't throw me out of my house now.
I caught that baby disease.
Yeah.
Crap.
Now, I've always felt this way.
Yes. This is who I am. I'm a baby trapped in a man's body.
But I've hidden it all these years because I felt like I would be a social outcast, but now I am brave enough to come out.
Yeah.
And admit this to the world, and now you can't take away my house, and you have to pay for my food.
To explain what it is, the story I saw.
Why wouldn't you do that?
The guy looked just like James Corden, so picture that.
Got it.
And he has a woman who is his mommy, who takes care of him.
What?
But he goes in and out. This guy goes in and out.
Most of them do.
Wait a minute. When you say this, is he wearing a diaper? What are we
talking
about?
Nothing but a diaper.
Oh, okay.
And he was in I swear to God, they make high chairs big enough for a 250-pound man.
Yeah. What? And cribs.
And she's feeding him.
Who's she? His wife?
No, it could have been a wife. I think it was just a girlfriend.
Sometimes it's a wife, sometimes it's a girlfriend.
But he was throwing his food.
It can't be a wife for long.
This man was 40. And he's in a diaper in a high chair, and he's throwing his food. And he's like, I don't like eggies. And she's being interviewed, and she's like, I don't know. Some days are better than others. I mean, there's some days where he really pushes me, but then there are other days I'd love just chasing him around and cleaning up after him.
Do they have sex?
They didn't discuss that. Whew. Strange that your mind would go there, though.
Well, it's his partner. I mean, most of the time.
Is it better or worse if they have sex?
A husband and wife have relations with each other.
Oh, it's worse.
Yeah, it's way worse.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are factions.
She's going to get in the diaper?
Of that community that.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about. I'm not saying all
of them.
You know
what? Let me say this. I'm better with that. If
it's just like a fetish.
Yeah, if to get your rocks off, you have to put on a diaper.
Oh, yeah, I could not care. I could not care less what people do in that realm. But whenever you're like, I can't work because my diaper's stinky.
And some people go in and out of it. Some people put on a suit, go
to work.
They're
okay if they need to be.
Yeah, and then as soon as they get home, they go into the nursery and they get their baba and they put on their diaper.
Yeah. I want to talk to these wives and girlfriends and just be like, what are we doing here?
Well, they've got to be as into it as I think it's majority of a man thing, but I think the roles are reversed sometimes.
Again, I'm very open-minded about this. For an hour, count me in.
Yeah, it might be fun.
For a day, we can have some fun. Day two, when you wake up from day one of Babyland, it's so much less cute on day two. By the time I change my third dirty diaper.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, who's changing this man's diaper?
The woman.
No.
His wife or girlfriend?
Yes, because she's at home too.
You could do better, girl.
She's his caretaker.
Believe it or not, it might be better to be alone than to change a grown man's diaper who's perfectly capable of changing it himself.
Stitch that on a pillow.
Aren't we supposed to be feminists, lady? This is not what people worked hard for, okay? The suffragette movement would be rolling over in their graves right now if they found out that you took all of your rights in the year 2020 and you went and changed your husband's diaper.
In the quickest Google search
ever, he doesn't like eggies.
I found an article from 2015.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago.
It's
inside the adult baby fetish nursery. And that's what it's called.
Which we're all cool with.
Inside
the
adult baby fetish nursery.
Tell the truth. You're looking at that already.
And then from 2012.
Tony's holding
the 31-year-old man who lives as an adult.
Oh, wait. Hold a second. Here it is.
So this is, I mean, this one's from.
It's in these papers.
This one's 10 years old. Oh. These articles. I mean, this is something that's
been
going
around
for a long time.
And again, that's what you want to do.
Go ahead. Yourself out.
But whenever, if the government really makes this a thing, I don't know what I'm going to do.
And here's another thing. I'm not an expert on disability, but if you're insane, and the way that your insanity manifests itself is you wear diapers and throw your eggies, okay. But if you're otherwise cogent, if you can hold a conversation, it's just that I have a hard time working because I have to wear a bonnet.
Did we talk about the lady who lives as a cat and her boyfriend is her master? And she's like, yeah, my master got me that collar for my birthday last year. I like it because it has rhinestones. It's like, well, you're not a cat because you're engaged in human conversation right now. And you've got a ponytail in your hair and you're wearing a sweater from American Eagle.
You're not a cat.
And we all know, you're not a cat. Come on.
Right. I will. You know what? I'll give you disability.
If you're really not talking.
If you never break character.
Right.
Take it.
If you don't walk.
If you only poop in kitty litter.
If you got a soft spot on the back of your head.
I'll pay you.
Being a baby.
Well, these men, though.
Or the cat.
Or the cat.
Come in and out of this whole thing.
So
they have to have somebody to support them, right? You're not going to change your own diaper.
No. He's a baby.
So it's being enabled by somebody.
Yeah. First thing we need to do is cut off the enabling.
Yes.
Girls. I know it seems like you might not be able to find another boyfriend. You can, or you can at least clean up a grown man's poop.
I think they're as into it
as a low standard.
I think they're as into it as the guy. I think it's just as.
I'm going to say 50% of the time they are, and the other 50% of the time they're just like, well.
He seems nice on his good days.
Yeah. Whenever he's being sweet and he wants to cuddle, this is fine. But, you know, when he.
Okay, we played this game before.
When he takes his diaper off, it's
You're deeply
bad.
In love with the man or woman of your dreams. Not be sexist. And they come to you after a number of years. Sue, your gentleman caller.
Yes.
And says, Bobby, I've been hiding this for a long time. I feel like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to do it all the time. But maybe twice a week, I would love it if you could just treat me like a baby and clean up after me, and I might make some poo-poos.
If he said, I might make some poo-poos, we're done right there.
Okay. What if he said it in a more grown-up way?
All right.
I can foresee defecating,
I think,
and I might need you to clean my rectum.
That doesn't make it better. Maybe a little better. I think I would instantly think,
rectum, you say.
We need mental help. I would think that that person would need some help. I don't think that's...
Would you get it, or would you fake going out for some cigarettes and never come back?
My mommy wefts me.
I have taken up smoking and have to leave the house now.
You know, you appear to be fresh out of diapies.
No, I mean, to me, that's a cry for help, obviously. There's no way. But I see what you're trying to say, right? If you're in this committed thing and your partner takes a left turn, do you try to at least go down the road for a little while? But
no.
As soon as he says eggies and throws it, no.
How do you think that would fly with Christine Columbo?
No. Nope.
It's not flying.
No.
How far into your ass?
Just turn around and start walking away like
But again, I think these people, the partners, are into it just as much as
they would have to be.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I think some of them are just like, well, what else am I going to do? Haha, he's a man, baby.
But you know what, though?
But so much of it is about demeaning the other person. Like, you're throwing the eggies, and then your mommy has to clean it up, and you're pooping in your diaper, and your mommy has to clean it up and powder your butt for you.
Yeah, you're making it sound pretty good.
It's really sick that another person has to help you do everything.
I'm looking at another story. This is from the Learning Channel, from TLC, did a story on a woman that is doing... Who lives as a baby.
She's the baby.
Okay.
How's she look?
Adult woman.
Yeah, is she hot?
She is dressed like a baby, but she's wearing like hipster glasses.
She is not hot.
Like, if you're going to be a baby.
Right.
I want to see.
Go all the way. At least get contacts. Because there are babies that need glasses.
Sure.
But not very many.
They're
so if your life, this is
I want to see a baby with glasses.
Like, yeah, don't wear your hipster glasses.
Yeah,
I was joking about the is she hot thing, but what if one of these stories, it's like a supermodel, like Gigi Hadid is like, I'm a baby at home.
Again, it's
this
super
girl, this
crazy
woman
hot
is not
for a minute.
She's not horrible.
Is not I mean, she's right, just I'm a normal.
Let me see.
No, she's not extraordinary. Here's
she's
the
no,
thing.
She's not extraordinary, but
she's
not a horribly ugly woman.
But you bring
though.
Up Sweet a good crib. Point. If she's going to embrace the whole thing, no hipster glasses. You got to wear the kind that the kids with eye issues wear, and they're pink and small.
Yeah, I mean, she's not horrible.
Whatever.
She's just a normal girl.
You know what? She looks like she's having a pretty good time.
Yeah.
Have you come full circle?
Maybe.
So if you're the baby, it's okay.
I don't know. Sure.
You just don't want to be the mommy.
Oh, yeah. Like, the thing is, it sounds sweet being the baby. You can literally poop your pants and someone else will clean it up for you.
Does that sound sweet to you?
No. I'm not saying I want to do that, but I'm saying there's no effort to being the baby. You actually give up all effort, all agency.
Yeah.
You just get to be completely dependent on whatever sucker is taking care of you.
Can you imagine? Because we've all been through this in relationships. At some point, you break the fourth wall. So at some point, they get in a real fight. It's right there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how serious can you take someone whose diaper you just changed?
One of these articles I read say that some of the men, quote, love to be soothed by the boob.
I quit.
Okay, so.
See? It's much worse for the men to do it. Like, if I think, Rachel,
if you watch video
of the men, I think you'll be more grossed out than
I've
the woman.
I've not been this turned on since 1987.
The woman just looked cozy. Like, she she just looked like she was wearing a onesie. She didn't really, like, look like a baby.
Isn't
the
that kind of classic, though?
Look
that
here.
I saw.
Ladies do it
you
with
sexist
class.
People.
Ladies are like, aw, she's sweet.
Yeah, she's in a onesie, sucking on a passy. The men are like,
and that's fine.
I made a load again.
Right. Like, there is something.
Mom, I didn't like this food you cooked me. I'm going to throw it across the kitchen. Brat.
eggies. I don't think I can stand that word.
Soothed by the boob.
That's what it says.
I think all men like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, let's not get judgmental about being soothed by the boob. I think the real test
the men
is whether...
maybe are like, here's the thing, we really like boobs. And it's like, oh, interesting. Let me write that down. This is what makes you stand apart from the rest.
Yes, as a baby man, here's what makes me unique. I don't know if you've noticed these appendages that hang.
They're
sort
pretty
of
great.
Pendulous skin. I like them.
There's no way, well, any thinking
by the boobs, so
woman
to
is going to say,
need
clean,
that sound,
up,
Andrew.
Clean up a diaper and then say,
let's do it.
Oh, it's just not happening.
What was that, Dan?
That's the name of the disorder.
What's it
what
called?
Is it?
Paraphiletic infantilism.
Okay.
But it's not a disorder.
Infantilism.
Can we just be real and say this is not a disorder?
Paraphiletic infantilism.
It's someone who likes to pretend to be a baby.
Yeah.
And, like Dave, the way you were describing, like, hey, you know, this would actually be great for me, for my mental health twice a week if I could pretend to be a baby. Do whatever you want to do. Up until the point, you said that you wanted to do that. You told
now I know how Tony feels.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But I'm like, hey, up until the point where you're making other people clean up after you.
Right.
If you want to have like a little moment where you're like, man, I just wish I was a kid again. That's one thing. But whenever it becomes kind of an abusive situation or
so you're
someone
saying,
else is
if you
taking care of you.
Want to do it solo and just stay at home and poop in a diaper and lay there and cry, it's okay.
I'm saying whatever. The creepy part to me is that they need people to change their diapers for them. They need people to prepare their bottle and make their eggies and get them into their high chair.
But the people are not being forced to do that.
Understood.
They're loving
it. But why are we calling it a disorder? It's not a disorder. It's a weird thing you
wouldn't
like to do.
Wouldn't the caretaker be
Where do you draw that line, though?
But wouldn't the caretaker also be suffering from the disorder? Just the
I would think
version.
That they're more mentally
they
ill
need,
than the person.
If they need that person in their life
right.
to...
Take care of
but that's their
a real,
own
That's
lifestyle.
A real question, though, because people like doctors.
Because they're not being driven to. They could resist climbing into a onesie and getting into their high chair. It's not an overpowering force where, like, look, no matter what I'm going to do, I'm going to end up throwing those eggs across the room. No, you're making a series of choices to get to that point.
Right. Wikipedia
it's
says
not
it's
a disorder.
A sexual fetish.
Not a disorder.
Yeah, I'll gladly accept that that's a sexual fetish,
Wikipedia
but to call it like
calls it a
this
sexual
is an
fetish.
Affliction. I can't help it. I'm disabled because of it. Brother, no, you
There's
are
also
not.
There's also a picture of a guy wearing a diaper, and the caption of the picture says, adult demonstrating diaper fetishism by wearing a diaper.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, unit shot at 4 p.m. Tommy Rubicki is here from Neovitan. My apologies for following up Baby Man. So there's your new formula, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're spot on with that one.
Yeah, you have it for women. You have it for people over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Now neonatal.
Mm-hmm, perfect.
For grown-ups.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's a new market for that.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
There'd be 8 people out there buying it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, mommy, baby needs vitamin again.
The
I can see you doing that television commercial.
The very late stage prenatal vitamins.
Yes. Yes.
Super late.
It's like your 1,000th trimester.
Does your baby also have high cholesterol? Double up with Neovitan for baby men.
That's perfect.
So what's new with Neovitan?
Oh, you know, not a whole lot. Just really beginning of the year is a lot of time we see a lot more interest in health and setting New Year's resolutions. And really we're happy to see it and happy to see people ready to take care of their health, but generally see that it falls off pretty quickly. New Year's resolutions tend to be not very well maintained over the years. Like studies show around 80% of them actually fail, you know, within the first couple months. And the reality is they're just psychologically pretty difficult to do if you don't go in it with the right mindset. And a lot of that has to do with setting goals for yourself, specific goals, whether it be weight loss, nutrition, exercise, any of those, and make them attainable. Things that you can measure, but also are not way too pie in the sky that you won't be able to reach and get frustrated with. And then being able to adjust, and if you don't hit your goal, why didn't you hit that? How do we fix that? And if you hit it, what's the next goal? How do we keep moving? And it really applies to not just New Year's resolutions in health, but throughout all sorts of different aspects where you're looking to make changes or improvements.
Yeah, I always say, like, I could be running marathons, but I'm not, but I can take a vitamin.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
like, yeah.
It's a good place to start.
Yeah, it's a good start. And that's another aspect, is really small incremental changes. Everybody does it. We want to change immediately, huge, right now.
Right.
And it's just not feasible. We always get burnt out when we try to do that and frustrated. So small incremental changes like nutrition, like Neovitan, are great ways to keep up with some health goals that you have in the new year.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the most basic 101 insulting question, but I don't know the real answer to it. Why do we need supplemental vitamins? Like, how does it, in a layman's terms, work? You take that pill, what happens?
So the reality is that not all of us, and actually a large majority of us, are not getting everything we need from our diet. So we ideally would love it if we ate perfectly every day, that we had everything we needed, but that's just not the reality for everybody. So Neovitan vitamins and supplements, our goal here is to support your nutrition and fill in some of those gaps, specifically looking at the well-rounded essential vitamins. We have our proprietary blend to add in some more energy support, additional support you don't find in other products. So we're really here to be kind of your helping hand as you go through the year, as you go through every day, to make and reach your goals that you want to do. We're here kind of helping you support that.
And not to just crap on competition, but there's a real, still like a snake oil thing in the supplement world, where it's the more money you spend,
yeah.
You know, and that's not really true.
I actually want to follow up on that, because you also hear that people that are sort of negative on daily supplements say, yeah, maybe all those nutrients, vitamins are in there, but your body doesn't process them properly, and they go out before they have the time to stick and stay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you've heard that before. Why would you say that that's inaccurate?
Yeah, there are different. There are two different kinds of vitamins: fat soluble and water soluble. The water soluble are the ones you're talking about that are going to move through you if you're not absorbing immediately. The fat soluble ones are going to stay there. And the goal is to find a product, and why we designed ours the way we did, to not oversaturate. Mm. We are not really here to try and say we're going to give you as much as possible. You'll see that. You'll see a lot of products, and they say if some is good, more is better. We took a lot more sensible approach in trying to say, here are the areas that we see that we've researched and found that people are lacking, and here are ways we can help improve that, but at the same time, not trying to sell you a $100 product that's telling you, and you know, telling you that we're going to fix everything.
And a portion of each bottle goes to cancer research?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we started a couple years ago. So my dad was Dr. Bickey, who founded and developed the products. We started a foundation 3 years ago to support cancer research, specifically pancreatic cancer research, in his honor. Over the last 3 years, we've donated, as part of Neovitan and then the foundation, a little over $40,000 to Siteman Cancer Center, and something we're really proud of and happy to be able to support.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So many, like, everyone's been touched by it in some way. Best ways to get Neovitan in town?
Absolutely. Locally at your Schnucks, Deerbergs, and the Vitamin Isles, also in a lot of select independent pharmacies, and finally at neovitan.com. And neovitan.com has a store locator where you can find all those locations also.
Cool, man. Happy New Year.
Awesome. Thanks. Happy New Year.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.